A governor needs to request a federal disaster declaration for any issues in a particular state. Senator Mark Begich says that's changing for tribes.
I mean, it basically gives the tribes, in this case, the federal government, who recognizes them as a government, an opportunity to make a direct request.
The relief bill is designed to pay for Hurricane Sandy aid, not set policy. But tucked inside is a major change in protocol. Tribal leaders can now appeal directly to the federal government for a disaster declaration, bypassing the state. Robert Holden is the deputy director of the National Congress on American Indians. He says there's a history of governors ignoring disasters in Indian country, so this is a welcome change. He says not every tribe has the resources to do proper damage assessments and appeal directly to the federal government.
That didn't preclude them from still working with the states and going to the state.
So the current method of having a governor declare an emergency on behalf of a tribe or region can still apply to those who need it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.